Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Throughout this lockdown process, our self-quarantine and social distancing and all that good stuff, we've just been reaching out to friends and seeing how they're doing and checking in on them because nobody's really promoting a whole lot right now. Shows have been canceled and
things in a few months, but you're right. Everyone's kind of just... You have a whole bunch of people and a lot of our friends all following suit and quarantining.
A little bit in limbo, but we have our next guest ready to go. I wanted to play his music.
Wow.
He loves having this set up, so I figured I'd play along. Ladies and gentlemen, from California, calling us bright and early in the morning, Mr. Todd Glass is on the show.
Guys, we're going live. Preston and Steve. Everybody shut the hell up. I don't want you to know I'm not quarantining, okay? I'm talking with...
Hello?
Oh, guys, how are you?
Did you just drop a big F-bomb, Todd?
You know what? Oh, God. No.
You didn't?
No, okay.
No, you guys are losing it. It's all the quarantine. I didn't drop an F-bomb. What are you guys, ridiculous?
No, we just thought, of course, but you would never do that.
Oh, guys, thank God. First of all, let's put the silliness aside. How are you guys?
I'm doing okay. You know, we're all doing pretty well. We're still coming into work and, you know, playing by the rules, though, while we're doing it. And I'm not going insane or anything. I can't speak for everybody, but, you know.
That'd be my take on it as well. We know we will get through this. We know there's another side. And we know that the best way to make everything come out the way we wanted to is to follow the rules, as Preston said. You know, how about you, Todd?
Exactly. Now, I am breaking a little rule. I don't want you guys to think I'm nuts because I, like you, agree. Just follow some simple rules.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I'm going to break a little rule. I decided to do a show at Helium just for one night.
Wow. That would be an actual big breaking of the rules if you did a show at Helium.
I've been fine. Sometimes I like when you watch people that have more money than you that give you ideas. They're like, you know what I did? I'm bored at the house. I installed the bowling alley.
Who is it? Was it?
I don't know if we can all afford to install bowling alley.
Was it David? Go ahead.
If you're going to be stuck in the house, I built my house. It's a mall. So, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's good if you have that type of money.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, no, you're right. It's true because, like, I think it was David Geffen. He caught some flack because he said he was quarantining on his
$500 million yacht or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different, Todd, but you're right.
But I've been loving it. I've been, you know, yesterday, you know what I've been eating for dessert every night? Because I like rationing food is not easy. It's not rationing food, but, you know, I don't want to go to the supermarket a lot. So I've been like, I'm a little more careful, you know? And my late night eating has, I told someone what my late night dessert was. They're like, Todd, that's a normal. I go, last night, all I had for dessert was like a big like bag of M&Ms. They're like, Todd, that's what normal people, that's more than normal people have without being careful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Would you, but I know you, so you are known for your cleanliness. You are known for making sure that everything in the refrigerator is in proper containers and so on and so forth.
Yes.
Are you just keeping an even keel or have you gone a little bit more exponential in your attention to cleanliness?
Well, you are, you know, you're around the house. You don't, you're like, you find things to do, you know, so I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could, like, you know, straighten out my pots a little more. You know, I'm like, anything, you know? And you know, like, you know what? I don't really vacuum under my sofa ever, you know, so.
Did you?
But, you know.
Did you vacuum under your sofa?
Yes, I did. I got all the crumbs out. And you know what I found?
What?
If you take all the stuff out from under your pillows and just, you know, brush it nicely. You add it to an existing bag of potato chips. Oh,
is that right?
So you're reclaiming chips.
So good.
Wow.
Well, that's crunchy. You know,
that's being very efficient. I get it, Todd.
It's funny. I think around this time, people are discovering that time was never the issue with them not deep cleaning their house. And then other people are really able to use this time constructively. I have not gotten to that point just yet.
No, I haven't either. Sometimes, like I said, if I'm on the other end of this, you know, obviously, like you said, it's something we've never lived through, but we'll get to the other side of it, of course. And, you know, I said, I'm not, like, I have some paperwork I have to fill out for two things. One, it's not important, but one's for the SAG thing. The other's for my health insurance. And I put it off. I have another 3 months to do it. But I go, if I get on the other side of this and I go, oh, I still haven't filled out the paperwork, I'll be like, are you kidding me?
Yes, yep. Exactly. Yep. You'll feel even more terrible than you would have had you just let it slide naturally.
Yeah, yeah, because you have this time just sitting in your house. But, you know, I tell you what I've been doing a lot. I've been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Why not? You know what? What a better time. I thought, you know what I did think, though, seriously? I thought, look, you're on lockdown. You can't go out of your house. Go spend, like, a little bit of money on some mushrooms and stuff and have fun.
You're saying that you... Yeah, you can...
I'm popped up right now, guys. Look at me. I'm on drugs.
So what is your choice? Is it pot or mushrooms? If you really want to go into Todd Glass, do a sort of a mind journey, which do you prefer?
Well, I've done mushrooms like 10 times my entire life, so not a ton, but so I thought mushrooms would be good. But I don't do mushrooms every day. I like to make it like a treat, like we're going to do mushrooms. But I've done them. I'm going to do them tomorrow.
Okay. You got tomorrow set aside.
Tuesdays are for mushrooms. Now, do you have like a Carlos Castaneda, sort of vision thing? Do you see things, or how elaborate is it for you?
Well, it's whatever I want it to be. Last time I had it, I was like, wait a second, my arms are floating up on my side. Like, they're if I put my arms by my side, they float up. And I told everyone, I know I'm on mushrooms. I'm not stupid. It's doing it anyway, even if I wasn't on mushrooms. Of course, the next day it didn't happen, so I think it might have been the mushrooms.
It might have been the mushrooms.
So, yeah. Todd, have you been doing anything, videos or any things along those lines? A lot of people have been, creating some social media content and so forth.
Well, I'm here with one other person. I am on, I've been good with, staying in my house. We take walks, take drives. I don't go to the gym. I go to the gym 7 days a week, and I'll get to the question you asked. Now, I can't really I don't go to the gym, but I make excuses. I'm like, you know what? Let's take a ride around. I feel stuffed,
Yeah.
I'm stuffed. Let's take a ride around the neighborhood because I'm stuffed. Like, riding your car is going to make this.
So that for you now equates to exercise, is getting in your car and going for a drive.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel. And you know what's weird? You take a 45-minute drive after a big meal, you feel better. You feel lighter.
Yeah, I can see that. You're still doing a couple of – you do like a 5K in a car. What's the difference?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They should just have instead of having where they run, people hurt their limbs. You ever see these marathons? People really hurt their icing there. No, just drive around. We have cars now. If God wanted people to run, he wouldn't have invented bikes and walking.
That is true. That is true.
Hey, by the way, I saw a guy who, and this dude is, he's a real warrior. He was, I guess, supposed to run a marathon, and what he ended up doing is he created.
Oh, I saw this.
You saw that, Kat?
Yes.
He created a running track in his backyard, and he did 1,000 laps and ended up running a marathon in his backyard. I think either yesterday or Saturday.
Yeah, you know what happens after you do that? You end up in a mental
institution.
I think it was 7,000 laps, Kat.
Was this? Oh my God, that many?
I've got the story. I was going to save it for tomorrow.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
It's all good. Yeah.
Casey. Oh, Preston, by the way, is that what you're talking about when we talked on the phone about how Casey...
I keep trying, Todd, and he's, keeps happening.
You do see some funny tweets. The other day I saw Jessica Kirsten when she goes, I never thought I'd eat a bag of flour, but here we are.
It's true. As you start to run out of things, a lot of people are just also... Listen, I've been to the supermarket a couple of times, and a lot of the stuff's there. Thank God we keep complimenting of all the millions of people who are stepping up and doing amazing things. The truck drivers who are getting the food to the supermarkets and the supplies. Most everything is there except for toilet paper. Todd, I have to ask you, in a pinch, what's your first go-to if you run out of toilet paper?
I love it. We just talked about this last night. I have half a roll, so I'm fine.
Okay. But,
I mean, that reminds me, I had this a friend, my Blake Wexler has a friend, and when he was like 15, he goes, I don't know how people entirely wipe their whole butt with only one square that they suggest.
Yes.
He thought you were supposed to just rip one square off and then wipe your, you know.
Well,
I had to tell him 6'2", you know, so anyway.
Sheryl Crow was a proponent of that for a while. Do you remember? Just one square of toilet paper.
For
now,
poop?
My go-to.
Yeah.
You asked me my go-to.
Yeah, please.
We talked about this last night. I mean, I guess if you had a cat, you could use your cat, but that's disgusting.
It is.
But I would think, like, I thought yesterday, cut up a sheet, like an old sheet.
You mean like you're making a smock or something? Or into little scraps?
Little squares.
Oh, all right.
Not the same size as toilet paper, but like a square the size, like, you know, like a half a foot by a half a foot. And then you use that and you throw it out. You don't try to flush it down the toilet. I tried to flush the cat down the toilet after I used it yesterday. And it clogged it all up.
They advise you not to flush your pets, except if it's a fish or something down the
right.
toilet. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, but I thought about that cut up pieces of thing or old shirts. I don't know. What do? You take a shower. I mean, in a bind, you could get in the shower.
We were talking about, here's the deal. I actually had a great foresight about a year ago. I purchased a bidet attachment for my toilet. And it's a wonderful thing. So if you can find one, they're easy to install on Amazon. And they're all different price ranges. I mean, mine was like $50. And, what a difference. And it really cuts down on your toilet paper. So, I don't know. I haven't checked Amazon lately. But if you check, it's a nice option.
I saw one at Lowe's the other day. I still don't. But don't you still have to use a little toilet paper?
You do. But it dramatically reduces it. Because you've cleaned out most of the warehouse by the time you get to the toilet paper.
You know what else you could do? Just bring a hose into the bathroom from outside.
Yeah, it really would work.
You know what?
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
That would actually work.
Casey's like, I did it already. I hosed out the kids. Daddy, listen, kids. Daddy, everyone makes a poop, and then Daddy will squirt you off with a hose.
There has to be like a set time for everyone to go so that you don't want to keep dragging that sucker in. But now, how's the weather been out there, Todd?
Oh, there's no weather here anymore.
Oh, no.
What happened? It's been good. It's so, you know, it's so clear. Like, it's you maybe out of this, not to be too, well, I don't know. Whenever I say not to be something, I end up doing it anyway. So why don't I say the air, you know, like in Venice, the fish came back into the canals. And
right.
So maybe we'll see after this, it'll be visible that what we can do to reverse damage we've done in the planet, because it's a visual sign for people that aren't completely in denial. You know, there's some people that are a little confused. Can we? Can't we? This says, wow, that was just a week. That was a stupid week. And look at what's happening. Because the air has been, like, just oddly cleaner, and it's not in my head, you know. It could be the mushrooms.
It's possible. It's possible that the mushrooms are causing these images.
What if I was like, it could be the mushrooms, but I'm telling you, there are dolphins walking around the streets of Los Angeles. I saw a baby bear yesterday. Guys, when is the last time you saw a bear flying around your neighborhood? Never. I saw a bear flying around my neighborhood yesterday because the air is so clean.
So, Todd, you think that less pollution would mean the return of flying bears?
Right, exactly. Back when, you know, when people can reminisce, but not in an honest way.
Right.
You know, they're like, back when we were kids, everybody had a pool and bears were walking around the neighborhood. And people are like, they're easily, yeah, you're right. Everyone did have a bear and a pool.
It's true. Yeah, we've established on the show, we talked about what most people perceive their memories to be, and the accuracy level of their memories is way off. Like to a ridiculous degree, what you believe you remember from your life, for the most part, is only like, what was it, Preston? Like maybe half correct?
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
I mean, you would have like people believe that that we didn't have child predators back when we were kids because, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Casey, believe me, don't even get me started, which means I'm glad you did. But I agree. I agree, especially when it's in the name of smudging young people's being. And it's often done with that. It smudges young people's being. You know, the millennia, these people, that people. Back then, the kids listened to the teacher. Back then, kids were polite. Back then, you didn't hear about it. You didn't hear about it. A lot of these things were happening. You just didn't hear about it. It's a weird memory, you know? Like, back then, everybody ate spaghetti and went swimming. Well, what are you talking about?
What is it with you and pools, by the way?
He's big on pools. However, every generation says, when we did that, and there was this. And
yeah, there's the good old days.
It's the good old days. Yep. Go ahead.
Sometimes they're not even good memories. You know, they're weird memories. They're like, you know, back then we used to all. I forgot my point, but what were you saying, Steve?
I was saying that all generations tend to complain about the past, or the current generation, and say, "Well, in our day, we did this," as you were saying. So it's a common thing. It's been since the beginning of time. People just like to piss and moan,
and no one seems to. No one seems to mind. You know, they'll be like, back then we used to drink out of the hose. I heard a comedian do a bit once. When I was younger, we drink out of the hose. I feel like, good, go drink out of the hose. I don't care. What do you want from me?
You can drink out of the hose. Go ahead. Nobody's stopping you.
Nobody's stopping my kids from drinking out of the hose. I mean,
Here's a perfect example, Todd. Talk about the amount, the people who are, like, for example, the bottled water. And I get it. People, you know, they're going to the stores and they're wiping out all the bottled waters in the stores and then realizing that there's still a lot of water and forgetting that water comes out of your tap as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, and you got your Brita water.
Yes.
Sometimes if I have a company, I just put it right from the tap, you know, into the glass.
It's why, like, waste all that filter?
That delicious Brita water.
Listen, you clean the water for yourself, but your guests, they can drink their filthy stuff.
You don't know. I thought of another one when people say, you know, back then, and it's just not even anything. Like, it's not. I forgot it again. Oh, my God. I'm losing my
mind. Are you sure Monday's not Mushroom Day?
I remember it. When they go, I heard a guy once go, back then we had fun video games. Everybody played Pong. I'm like, yeah, it sucked. It sucked.
Got him, Todd.
You got him so bad.
You got him so good.
You nailed it.
People go, oh, I used to dress up. Everyone used to dress up. Good. Why don't you go dress up and play Pong in a suit, okay? What do you want from me? And drink hose water with bugs and spiders in it.
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me? In my day, we had the bubonic plague.
Yeah.
Now that was a plague.
Yeah.
We had the plague, your plague. This plague is nothing. My plague, I used to be at the grocery store, and the skin was falling off the clerk's face, and they still weren't.
Exactly. Come on.
Hey, Todd, are you still doing your podcast with the downtime?
I have, and last week I did it all by myself. I've never done it. I am in lockdown, to be honest with you, with my girlfriend. And and I should tell you, because I'm trying to live an honest life.
Yes.
To be honest with you, my girlfriend is a guy.
So yeah.
Moving on.
Listen, I do the same thing. I call my wife my husband. It's just semantics at this point. But you did the show by yourself. How did you like that?
You know what? It was fun. I do like having people around me. It's just more fun. But I did it, and I was like, I did an hour and a half, and I called people. I was just calling everybody. I'm like, hey, you want to be on my podcast? And it was fun. You know, it's like the two of us, and we were having a joke the other day. What if I was so sick that, like, we were in this lockdown for, like, another 5 years, and I'm so sick that I do shows in my barn, and I make my significant other watch the show. He's the only one, and he does the music, and then I make him come after the show and say, you changed my life, you're so funny.
Every time?
Every time I do a show, five nights a week, and he has to come up to me. There's only him and me. And he goes, oh, Mr. Glass, Mr. Glass, Mr. Glass. And I go, hold on, let that kid through. But there's nobody there. Let him through. What do you want to say? You know, you changed my life. I go, oh, stop it. Don't be silly. I'm just a comedian. He goes, no, Mr. Glass, you really, you know, and this his life really blows his head off.
Hey, Joe. That took a dark turn.
I'll tell you this, though. There is that point as an entertainer, you need that verification, that feedback, that deal. And so this is obviously this is not going to go on forever. And we kind of know approximately a time frame. So but do you start getting a little antsy for the roar of the crowd and them carrying you around on their shoulders and all that stuff that usually ends up at a Todd Glass show, all that stuff?
Well, I definitely crave getting back on stage. Like, it's funny. I knew I loved it, but now I'm like, the first time you get back on stage, you know what I feel like is going to happen? The audience is going to be great because they're going to not, there's no hecklers. You're like, that's right. You know what it was like without us comedians now, right? It wasn't a lot of fun, was it? It wasn't a lot of fun. So when you come into the show, you don't talk, you don't do nothing, you leave your cell phone in the car, or we'll have another epidemic, and there won't be stand-up comedy for anybody. Everybody, out of the pool.
out of the pool again.
Can I say, I did think about something. What? I see people, and you tell me when it's time to wrap up. I have one other thing I wanted to ask.
Yep, I'll let you know.
Favorite, but just let me know so I don't talk your ear off. I did think, like, I see people doing shows on the internet, but, and believe me, some people are getting it. I saw, it doesn't matter, but, like, a lot of the shows that they do online end up comedians just looking into their camera and going, or their phone, oh, this is weird with no audience. But I've done a few shows where I committed. I have a stage in my podcast studio, stage, lighting, PA, music.
Right.
So I want to do a live show specifically. I don't know if this could happen, but I'm talking to you and Mark about it, to do a show for Helium, just Helium, not a show that goes to everybody, just specifically for the Helium Club in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I do it from the studio. I have someone, you know, like a friend of mine open for me from their place, but I do a real show, and we, you know, we figure out how to sell tickets online, but it's just for the Helium Philadelphia audience. It's not like, so it's specific for that. I can make Philadelphia jokes. I can reference Philadelphia. I can reference the audience.
You absolutely could do it. And then there are all these mechanisms in place. I don't know if you saw last night, they did the living room concert from, you know, obviously it was something that they did over a period of time, but they got all these different artists to record stuff. And did that from their homes. So you could absolutely do something like that. I think it was, we had Adam Ferrara on, and he had done something that was actually a little bit of a benefit for the people, the workers there. You know, the service industry is getting whomped with this stuff, and people are trying to make sure that they're covered. So would you have something like that in mind? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
No, exactly. That's what I wanted to do. And give a big, big portion of the show to exactly what you just said. But, and I think, like, I'm on a real stage, so if it goes down the way I want people to say, you know what, it felt like a real show, because I don't want to stop every 2 minutes and comment on the difference that there's no audience. I can pace myself, and I have music, because I have somebody to run a keyboard, and just do a real show, an hour show, have one opening act, maybe try to get someone like Sarah Silverman or David Spade or Jim Gaffigan to open up for me doing like 6 minutes and make it like a real show.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Let us know if you need a hand on our end, you know, anything we can do that'd be cool.
So yeah, that would be fun, but I've been doing good, you know, and I'm doing all right. You know, I get to know my neighbors a lot better, you know?
Yeah. So Todd, before we wrap, there was something that you wanted to mention that's more of a more serious tone. So we'll give you that opportunity. What's going on?
I appreciate that. So, you know, I wouldn't even bring this up except that because there's the quarantine now, my mom is in the hospital. And, you know, look, everybody goes through this. It's tough. You're sad. But, like, you can tell a minute later, you go on. You know, now I understand when other people go through this. You're like, yeah, you're really sad. It, you know, and then you just 20 minutes later, it's a good thing. You almost feel guilty about it. You go, I had a good time. Like right now, when I just did this thing, I was having a fun time. Last night I did a podcast, but she has cancer, and it is that nobody can go into the hospital. Otherwise, I wouldn't really, it wouldn't be important to bring it up on the radio, you know.
Right.
I would share it with you guys off the air and maybe in hindsight talk about it on the radio, but not like in the midst of it. But no one can visit her. Nobody. So it's very hard. And I'm sure so many other people are going through this. It's like, it's hard enough to have somebody in the hospital and, you know, depending on what the outcome of it is as well, and then not be able to go see them or not be able to, even if I couldn't go to Philadelphia, to know that my, you know, that my family was in there. So I just thought, if anybody, it's one of my, you know, Todd's mom needs something, but
yeah.
It's a legitimate thing.
No, we go ahead.
What if I drove you a little story and you go, Todd, whatever she needs, whatever she needs. I go, she needs landscaping done.
Well, what would you like? Because it, obviously, and you said the truth, a lot of people are going through this very difficult situation.
Todd, in fact, my mom right now is laid up in a rehab facility. She's got a broken leg and broken ribs. She's 83 years old. No one can go see her. Only my sister and my uncles, they live in Florida. I can't, you know, no one can go see her. She's incredibly lonely right now. So it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, FaceTime can definitely help. And also, you hear people doing this a lot, and I would be remiss if I didn't hang up and also give a shout-out. She's in Jean's Hospital, and every time when I'm talking to her on the phone, you hear a nurse come in, and I go, are they nice? She goes, Todd, they are all so nice. And it just melts your heart. It really does melt your heart, especially when you someone that's in a hospital and they're going through it. So just a big shout-out to Jean's Hospital, and if you're in there, you can swing by and give my mom some extra love, even if you work in another building over there. But she's in there, and she would love it. You can't send flowers or food, but you can send, if anybody wants to. I don't care if it's a piece of paper because you can't get out of your house and you draw a happy face on it and send it. It would be great. You
What's her name, Todd, so people know?
Well, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. And honestly, then all the leeches come out of the woodwork asking for money.
But her name is Maureen Glass, and she's in Jean's Hospital. And I'll give you guys off the air the address.
Okay.
And then maybe you could post it on your, wherever Marissa posts stuff.
Okay. And what we can do also is we can send her a little video, you know, and just say hi. I mean, that you can still do that. If she has the tech to be doing FaceTime with you, she can receive videos that way, correct?
Yes, she does. She does. And so that would be great. Anything. But again, Jean's Hospital, every nurse, everybody, every janitor, every person that works, whatever you do in that hospital, thank you.
I've never heard of Jean's Hospital.
Yeah, I was going to say
it's part of
Temple
System.
Oh, it's part of Temple. By the way, you can hear Kathy, can't you, Todd? She's not in the studio. She's at her home.
Kathy, hi. How are you?
Hi, Todd.
Unfortunately, it was shocked to hear your voice. Casey told me you passed away last
week. Oh, jeez. Why would he do that?
I was just trying to cheer him up.
And Todd, you've called Preston about this so much.
I'm saying.
I mean, that's honestly.
He told me about his mom, and I go, oh, well, Kathy's dead. You know, so.
And then he immediately lit up.
Yes.
He said, well, can I come on then?
So what were you saying, Kathy?
No, they weren't sure where that hospital was. I was telling them it's part of Temple's system, and it's in Philadelphia, right?
Exactly.
All right.
I really appreciate that. And you know what, guys? I can tell you this. Like, it comforted me. I only found this out 3 days ago. So it's been a lot. And if I yell while I talk about it, I don't even cry. So that's why you hear me talking about it. Like, anyway. So
honestly, we completely understand that. And again, the one thing is you can say that the world is going through this basically at this time. And again, there will be light at the end of the tunnel. Obviously, your mother has a lot to deal with. And anything that we can do to get the word out and for everybody. And if you have someone in your life you think you might be able to listen, it makes you appreciate, you know, reaching out to people that you may not have communicated with in a long time and just, you know, saying hi and letting them know how much you appreciate them.
Yeah, it really is true. But thank you so much, guys. Like I said, when I heard this and then I thought I couldn't go see her and I thought I'm doing Preston and Steve on Monday. The fact that I'm able to ask the listeners to do stuff like this, it just really means the world to me. And thank you. And obviously we'll talk soon. I can't wait till I'm back in Philadelphia.
Let us know if you work out something with helium to do that. Obviously, we'll have you on for that if that happens.
I definitely will. And like you said, you know, as far as giving that money to the staff that's really gone through comedy clubs all over the place. And, you know, those people that work at those clubs, everybody has their own thing that's near and dear to their heart.
Yes.
You know? The good thing is it can be more than one person at what they do, whether it's, you know, the paramedics or
yeah.
firefighters and all that. Down to the staffs at comedy clubs are my life. You know, these are the people I hang out with till 3 a.m. So you feel for them and you feel like there's nothing you could do for them. So maybe a show like this will be good for people and good for that and good all the way around.
Listen, all the little battles will win the war and everyone's kind of focuses on things. And I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time and tend to all of these, you know, in our own way. The people who have the resource to do it, I think we certainly can. So you hang in there, all right?
Thank you, guys, and that was fun, and thanks a lot, and we'll talk soon.
You got it. Ty Glass, everybody. A lot of people texting in, Kathy, that it's in Northeast Philly.
Okay. Yeah, it's in the
next
Fox Chase.
Fox
Chase. It's actually named after Mean Gene Okerlund from WWF.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. God, he did so much. Yeah, he actually invented the artificial heart.
Yeah. My goodness.
A lot of people don't know that.
There are things about history that just go just right over your head. You never
Sergeant Slaughter invented the first respirator.
Man. It's amazing that these are the things we're finding out.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.